节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。Summer,、
mm-hmm.
又糊又渣，热搜第一。哎，你知道这个是说的谁吗？
That sounds a bit general. More clues?
Well, a stand-up comedian.
Ah, I know. 你讲到这个 stand-up comedian, 脱口秀演员那就懂了啊。
嗯、
就是前段时间啊各种迷之操作的杨波、
right.
对吧。哇，看他的微博真的是可以让人气笑哎。
没错，他之前呢就擅长 one-liner, 就是一句话的笑话啊。
嗯、
那现在呢他的故事用一句话说就是 He writes suicide notes following cheating scandal with a fan, later posts that he was drunk.
哇，这个 one-liner 非常到位啊。
Mm-hmm.
就他呢先是被爆出出轨一个粉丝、
right.
cheating on his girlfriend by kissing a fan, 然后呢写了一封遗书 suicide note,最后又说啊，哎，只是喝醉了 ，he was just drunk。
对，全网就是见证了一出，哎，我写遗书了，我又复活了啊，这个戏码。Anyway, the whole thing is just so weird.、
Yeah.
And in today's show, let's see what happened and learn some useful expressions.
Sure. 那我们今天就来吃瓜学英语啊，哎，这个栏目又回来了。
Right.So the scandal began when a netizen posted on Weibo that Yang had allegedly cheated on his girlfriend by kissing a female fan while enjoying a walk on the beach with her. Following the uproar, the actor admitted that had kissed but tried to defend himself by revealing he had not had any sexual relationships with a fan.
是的。这个杨波他是有女朋友的啊、
嗯、
但是他自己也承认确实亲了这个女生不过呢否认了 sexual relationships with her 那对于这种 cheating 出轨我觉得大家反应就是什么这个 uproar、
right.
这个词就表示公众的不满啊、
嗯、
A situation in which there's a lot of public criticism and angry argument about something that somebody has said or done
对比如说杨波之后的发言再次引起了轩然大波、
嗯、
What he said later caused another uproar Yang went even further saying she knew she would be the mistress but stilldid it.
Mm-hmm.
She even forced me to agree to be in this inappropriate relationship.
是的。诶，刚刚这段英文呢，读上去好像还正常，没那么奇怪啊。
嗯。
这个 mistress 就是指情妇嘛。
嗯。
然后 inappropriate relationship 就指不正当的关系。但是大家知道在中文里面它的原文是怎么说的吗？他说这个女生啊，强迫他和他搞破鞋。
这只能说他太知道如何在男权社会的语境下杀死一个女孩了。
是的。
这个言论比事件本身更加令人不适啊。
嗯、
He's the one who was cheating, but all he did was blame the girl and accuse her of being a loose woman.
是的。像这个词啊你一用出来很多网友的指责矛头真的就跑去女方那边了、
right.
指责她不检点。但是明明出轨的是男方啊。那刚刚我们这里讲的这个搞破鞋如果你要用英文呢刚刚这个贝贝老师用的表达就很贴切用的是、
mm-hmm.
a loose woman、
right.
meaning a sexually promiscuous woman or even a prostitute
那还好大多数网友呢都是头脑清醒的啊、
嗯、
他们都指责呢他不应该这么说
对的
This move was heavily criticized by Chinese netizens who pointed out that he should be holding himself responsible for the cheating scandal instead of trying to shift the blame on the women
ExactlyHe should be holding himself responsible. 就是表示他得自己啊要承担这个责任。那这里呢动词啊我们除了用这个 hold, 承担责任嘛我觉得大家还经常用到这个 accept or claim responsibility.But apparently, he refused to accept or claim responsibility for his mistake.
对,他不仅不承担责任,还去指责女生,就是我们说的甩锅了
啊。
Right. To shift the blame on the women, or we can say to put the blame on the girl. 那这里的介词搭配呢,都可以用 on.
对 ,on the girl, on the woman. 或者平常我们就会说,哎,为什么啊,这个出了事儿总是让我来背黑锅啊? Why do I always get the blame for everything that goes wrong?
是的，那我们继续讲这件事之前呢，先给大家呢推荐一下，我现在正在做的外刊直播课，平常呢也很推荐大家就是多看一看权威外媒的文章，比如说像《纽约时报》、《科学美国人》啊、《大西洋月刊》等等，都是非常好的阅读素材。
是的，大家可以通过这些外刊文章呢来了解世界资讯，提高你的英文水平。但是啊，如果你想要更加细致的学习其中的英文表达，还是要有专业老师的带领。
每周一到每周五早上七点，我都会直播带大家一起阅读外刊，已经有超过20000名同学加入我们的学习了，就等你的加入啦。
是啊，这些课程还都是免费的，大家微信搜索早安英文公众号就可以预约直播啦。
Okay, so back to the scandal. Following the public backlash, Yang posted a suicide note on Weibo where he spoke about his poor mental state and claimed that he was harassed and threatened by the women for the past 3 months. 之后啊，他就在微博上发了一封遗书，说自己呢精神状态很不好，而且过去的3个月啊，那个女生还一直在威胁骚扰他。
是的，这也是因为有一个 public backlash, 公众的这种集体反对，强烈抵制啊。前面呢我们讲这个 uproar, 那这里的 backlash 也是类似的意思啊。A strong negative reaction by a large number of people, for example, to something that has recently changed in society. 比如我们说抵制女权就是 a backlash against feminism.
对，前面还有两个动词啊， harass, 就是我们说的骚扰，threaten, 啊，就表示威胁，分别对应的名词呢 harassment and threat.
Yeah.For example, he has complained of being harassed by the police. 他投诉呢受到这个警方的侵扰。名词呢就可以说 police harassment.
对，那他当时发的那封遗书一开始呢还是让很多人担心的。The post understandably worried netizens, with many thinking the actor has resorted to taking his own life amidst the scandal. Thankfully, everyone will later find out that Yang Bo was indeed safe and sound after he posted an update on Weibo.
Yeah.Take his own life, 就是 commit suicide, 自杀这个意思啊。但是就是还好最后发现他没有事情嘛 safe and sound. And the actor apologized for causing concern and explained that he has just drunk too much.
对，那目前呢也没有其他的后续了。There have been no further updates on the actor's condition. 就是这出闹剧让他霸占了热搜榜很久，但是整件事呢还是挺魔幻的。
Yeah, 所以这也是为什么他又糊又渣啊。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。